welcome to Ticket Please. I'm Erin, this is Dan, and this is Sam. So, how you guys been today so far?
I'm not too bad, thank you, Erin. I hope your viewers can excuse the state of me a little bit. I had to run from the train this
morning.
Don't
you worry.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I'm good. I woke up late this morning. I woke up at 7:30. Oof. My bus, I checked the bus time and my bus was in 16 minutes, so I had to rush.
Obviously very prepared for today's
endeavours,
yeah.
Yeah, we know exactly what we're getting down to, so we'll figure it out along the way. But yeah, so how did you guys get here then this morning?
I took the train.
How was it?
It was not, it's not the worst. I mean, the train tickets, the prices.
Oh, the prices.
The prices
are so bad.
Crazy. Do you know how much I spent? £10.30 this morning for a 25-minute journey, which I just think is
crazy.
Immense.
Well, what about you, Sam? How'd you get here?
I got the bus. I made it with 5 minutes to spare, and I was waiting on the bus. And it was actually really busy this morning. Like, sometimes I'll get the bus, and either like it'll either be really busy or like really empty. But like this morning, it was one of those days where it was really, really busy because like there were so many school kids today.
Oh yeah, no, it's always like that. It's so bad.
Yeah,
I guess it's because of the time that you're taking out.
Yeah.
One of these days, they're gonna start considering peak times on buses.
Yeah.
They're gonna start charging you with the school kids at that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just gonna be.
To be fair, we have young squad cards though, so it's a bit like.
Yeah, they only work until 18 though.
Yeah. You can't use them on trains now.
Oh no, for buses,
yeah,
22.
For buses, yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. I was like,
oh yeah, buses are fine. No, but on trains, now basically, when you turn 19, not all debt, so you have to pay for price. So
but then you can get a rail card, but the rail cards don't even work before 10 a.m.
And also, there's actually no point because it's just like they're robbing you basically just to get where you have to go.
It's so bad.
Because I got the train in and it was £16 because.
1670.
Yep.
That's crazy.
So I had to pay that, and I was like, "This is not it." So I got the bus yesterday, which was not far at all. It was so full, and there was a guy next to me. Pure weirdo, but we'll get to that later though. So I like to ask you then. See, what are your thoughts on the social aspect of trains, engine throughout the years and stuff like that?
I think that trains and buses and public transport just generally used to not necessarily be a social activity, but it used to be less individual in some sense. So now when you're on the train, you're like, oh, I forgot my headphones, I forgot a book. Or you've always, like, you've kind of got your phone as a clutch to avoid actual conversation with people in some ways.
Yeah.
You kind of know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that, like, you go on a train or a bus and, like, 9 times out of 10, you're just going to see everybody sitting individually, like, on their phone, reading a book, listening to music. But I don't know, I feel like I prefer that, because I'd hate you'd be on a train or a bus at 9 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning and be, like, talking to somebody, because I'm, like, I'm literally just woke up, like, don't speak to me sort of thing.
I'm the exact same with that. I cannot, like, see, even if I see people that I know.
Yeah.
And then they come and sit next to me, and I'm, like, I will speak to to be honest, because I'm not going to know them if I do know them, but like, I'd rather sit, like, it's so early, I just woke up basically, like, sit and chill before I have a full day of like work basically.
That's understandable. I suppose you're not wanting to, you know, use up your social battery at the beginning of the day. You feel differently at different times of day though. Like, if it's later on, are you more likely to speak to someone?
No, probably not. So, well, depends, really. Like, if... No.
Probably not.
No, I thought there might be a change.
I love it. I always love it. I always get, like... It's always old people who come up and sit next to me. And they always want to talk to you. They're always going on and on. I've had...
Sorry. I'm not watching.
The Ticket Please set is under attack.
I know. By a watch. Shocking.
No, I would agree. I don't know, because I feel like, see if, like, it's been a long day and, like, I'm leaving college, I, like, still don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I don't know, though, but if someday, I don't know, it really just depends on, like, how I'm feeling on that day. Like, I could be in a really good mood and I wouldn't mind having a conversation with somebody. But other than that, I would think I'd honestly just rather stay to myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
See, when you mentioned talking to people that you know, though,
yeah,
do you think it was always the case? Do you think there was more of a social obligation for politeness previously, where if someone came up to you, like I'm talking like a few decades ago, where if someone came up to you and they knew you and they were trying to talk to you, do you think it was like you had to talk to them? Or
I don't know, because like we're just like depends like how well you do know the person, because I think I know a wee bit and they came up to me and started speaking to me, and then they kept on talking to me, and I feel like I had to keep it going, and then like I'll be asked, oh, do I sit here then, because I have a way, like just stood there, so then you can I feel like you have to let them sit with you, so I think that's a bit,
yeah,
like it doesn't sound nice, but see, if you don't want to speak to people, you just don't want to speak to them.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I would agree, but I think see if so, like even now if I know somebody and they want to talk to me, like even if it's a stranger, like I will talk to them because I feel like it would be rude not to.
Yeah.
But like I would rather not. But like if they started a conversation with me, then I would definitely, like I'd talk back to them. But like I just wouldn't want to, but I'd do it because I feel like I kind of had to. You know what I mean? Because especially on public transport, it's not as if, I mean, you can just go, like you can get up and walk away, but then it's just awkward because you're still going to be
imagine
you're at the front of the bus and then they come talk to you and then you're like, oh, like, and you don't want to talk to them, so you move to the back.
I'm sorry, if I was talking to someone and they walked away from me and sat somewhere else,
I'd be ready from the bus.
That's what I'm saying. So you're not going to do that, obviously. So like you kind of have to have the conversation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because I wouldn't move because I feel like that's so rude. Like I'd want to, but I wouldn't.
I fear I might be this prick. You guys fear on the bus.
Oh no.
I might be the problem.
Have you done this before?
I do it all the time. Where I don't care if you've got your headphones on, you will take them off and you will
say
to me.
Oh my god.
I've got things to say. I don't know. It's always, do you know what? It's always drunk men who want to speak. It's drunk men and it's old grandmas who speak to me the most.
Yeah.
And they always tell you the weirdest things. I feel like, I remember there was this time I had this conversation with this woman and her husband, and they were just going on and on about cycling for probably about 30 minutes on the train.
Oh my god.
And she was telling me all these interesting things about her life, though. So it was kind of fun. But then I was getting off the train, she looks at me and she was like, and for God's sake, don't do something miserable with your life. Have fun. Like, you're right. I was like, thank you, I needed that today.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You're never going to get that conversation with anyone else, and you're never gonna see him again, so you can just tell
through
that. I have that all the time, actually, where people also tell me stuff and they're like, oh, I need to tell you something, and I'm like, what? And they're like, listen, I can't tell this to anyone else because like I've got no one else to speak to. Like, so this woman told me the other day, she said that she was like, listen, I'm pregnant, I found out last night, I don't know what to do, I don't have anyone I can talk to. And I was stood there going, all right. I was like it's okay, everything's gonna be all right. But I think that in some ways, public transport then facilitates conversation that you would never be able to have with anyone else. Because it's this weird environment of, you're talking to a stranger.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like, you know that you aren't going to see each other again, unless obviously he's keeping contact, like I doubt he's, well, it's kind of, in a way, like, she might not have been able to tell that to anybody else, but she's been able to tell, obviously she's been like, there's a stranger on the train, I can tell them that sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Without any like worries of, you know, knowing them, like
there's no consequence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite good. That's too fair. So, bit of fun here, right? The duck quiz.
Okay.
So I've got 5 questions here. Oh, sorry, that was really loud. I'll try to do my writing because it's hellish. But so basically, if you have the answer, go for it straight away, and I'll let you know who wins. Hopefully.
We need like buzzers.
Yeah.
I know, we won't
make a sound. And just.
Oh, okay.
It means.
I don't think either of us. Do you think either of us are going to be really knowledgeable?
No.
Who's going to win?
Probably not me. I'll say that right now. It's not going to
be me. Viewers place their bets now.
I'm not.
Don't look, sorry, put that down there.
Right.
Oops. Right. So, when was the first? Oh, I didn't get the years.
Oh my god.
I just want the months. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
I just want the months. So, we'll just guess the months, right? Okay.
Okay.
So, when was the first train made, basically, either February, May, or December?
Did you not write the
years? No, I just realised that there.
So it was February, May, or December?
Yep.
I'm good.
I do wonder.
No, I didn't realise.
Mm.
February, May, or December. But it was May.
I think it's February.
Correct.
Oh, so really?
I'll note it down.
I don't know. I don't know. I just get the vibes February.
Lovely. I feel that's like it's not even a knowledge question. It's
No, I completely forgot to write. I thought I did.
I feel like May would make sense for a release of Trains just because there's no ice.
Yeah,
that's
true. Actually, that's
it's a good time of year.
Yeah.
People are more likely to take Trains in February.
Yeah. Maybe they were trying to get it done as soon as possible, so they picked like
for the new year, you know.
Yeah. So they've done it like February.
This is ridiculous. There's no point.
Maybe they just chose February. There's no logic. I don't know.
Just read it in. Okay, so where was the world's first railway station? Either Liverpool, the Swansea and Mumbles, or Euston, London Euston.
Oh. It wasn't Euston.
I think it's the...
It was Liverpool.
I would say the second one.
Sam, you got it again?
Two for two.
I know. Oh my goodness. Okay, so, next one. I do not know.
Was it February, December,
or March? I've got numbers, but I was like, guess like how many miles? I don't even know.
Oh, wait. This is a really good question.
Oh, it is. Get me on the chase, guys. Right, okay, so
get Bradley Walsh off.
I'll get Bradley Walsh off. Get me on. Okay, so guess. I think it's just like guess the miles. No, that's too.
Guess the miles.
What? We need context.
I do not know. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, should we just get this question?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just numbers. Okay.
Why would you?
I don't know what's happening. I think I was in the fort, guys. I just was. I had a mental breakdown.
Why
crack on.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Don't know what I wrote here either. Oh, the first elective power of the trains or whatever. So it's people.
Or whatever.
So we've got... But I don't just guess this one, guys. I'm sorry.
Just guess.
So first one is Richard Trevich.
What's the question?
I've got the question. Who is the first elective of power of trees?
Okay, understood. I have no idea.
So Richard Trevick, Wern von Simmons and Alex Latta.
What was the first one again?
Richard Trevick.
He sounds like a train guy, doesn't he?
I'm gonna say the first guy.
No, he's not. So it's not. No, it's the second guy, Wern guy. So you have to go with that one. Last question. Amen. What train station has the most platforms? Either Waterloo, Stratford, or London Euston.
Waterloo. That's my answer.
Waterloo, correct, Buffy's. But with 3 points, Sam, you're the winner. Because I messed that up big time. Look, see, I just wrote numbers.
What? Guess.
I don't know.
Weird. Loco.
What?
If anyone can see this, I don't know what a camera is, but we're done with this now.
What's my prize?
That's enough questions for today, I think.
Do I get anything?
Do you want a pen?
Yeah, I'll take my pen back. My prize. Thank you.
So, a bit of fun there. We're going to go into a bit of a deeper sort of conversation now. So, about your thoughts on antisocial behaviour on trains, like the things that go on that should not be going on trains. What are your thoughts?
What, like me talking to people on trains?
Yeah.
Is that an antisocial
behaviour?
It's a social behaviour.
No, that's fine though, but like the stuff that just should not be going on.
What, like drinking on trains and stuff?
Drinking on trains, like yelling at folk, fights, all that sort of stuff. So like, have you just experienced something like that before on a train?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ScotRail have a ban on alcohol on trains, but the ban is kind of more... It's primarily focused on not bringing alcohol onto trains, more so than drunken disorderly behaviour, which is sometimes let slide a little bit,
which is
potentially a money reasons behind that.
Yep.
Maybe.
Don't know.
Elaborate.
No, I mean, like, in the sense of if you banned every person who's had a drink from using public transport, then I mean, that's one of the main reasons for it after about 8 p.m., isn't it? Between it, obviously, in the working day, it's a bit different, but then after that,
like, is that
most people most people who get in the trains have had a drink.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's
actually.
I think for me, it's like, I understand, I don't know, I feel like it's, you get the people that can have a drink or come back from drinking and get on a train and be like, like obviously you're going to be drunk, but you're not going to do like anything weird. But then you get that group of people that after a drink, they're going to be weird on public transport sort of thing. But I don't know, I feel like for me personally, I don't even think drinking could potentially be the worst thing, because this wasn't me, but it was my mum. She was getting the train yesterday, and she was telling me that somebody in the train station was like smoking a joint, and she was right next to him, and she was like, I don't want to get stoned, so she had to like move up the platform, because she was like, but like none of the train conductors, and there was a like a ticket guy like at the desk doing like the tickets and stuff for like customers, I guess, and he didn't say anything to him. I don't know, like, I don't know, I feel like I feel like maybe the problem is like they say that like smoking and drinking is banned, but are they doing enough to really stop that? Because like there could have been like kids and stuff, I don't know, and like my mum really, like, she hates smoking, like she hates it, so like she was telling me it and she was just like, I don't know, I was pure annoyed because like he was smoking it obviously, and it was blowing out of her face, and she had to like move all the way like up the platform. She was just like, I don't know, I guess a bit annoyed about it, which is like fair enough,
because
me personally, like, I can't stand the smell, like, I don't know, it's just like
definitely.
Especially first thing in the morning, because this was at like, she was getting the 8:06 train, so it was first thing in the morning, and this guy was like smoking a joint right next to her, and she was just like, what? And also it's like a drug, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get you. Yeah, no.
It's just a matter of being rude as well.
I know, exactly.
That's the main thing. It's not about you being drunk. It's not about you being high. Yeah. It's about you being a bit more respectful of other people.
Like, respect. Like, obviously, if you want to do that in your own time, then do it. But also, if you are going to do it there,
we're not endorsing drug taking.
Yeah, we're not endorsing it. But I think that, like, if you are, like, just be respectful and know when you're going to do it, sort of thing. Because there could have been kids, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I know that, like, if there was like pregnant women around and stuff, I don't know, I just feel like you need to be a bit more aware of what you're doing with like your surroundings, especially at 9 or 8 o'clock in the morning sort of thing.
Yeah, I know that. It's like, you gotta know, like, people don't want that near them, and sister, like, see you, like, if you're sat on a train basically, and then you're in a guy or somebody comes on and they're like really drunk and sit with you the whole time.
Yeah.
And I just really like strange and stuff like that. It's
uncomfortable.
Like,
it's
a bit of a uncomfortable experience. No matter who you are, who you are, it's not a good vibe, basically.
Yeah, definitely. I read an article recently that the BBC I think published in August, and it said that the British Transport Police have announced statistics saying that the violence against women on trains has gone up by 20%. You have to bear in mind the majority of women and girls aren't reporting stuff for the sake of either not being believed or, like, just being generally nervous about stuff. That's an insane statistic.
That's crazy. It's,
I think they also said something, 31 violent crimes are committed on public transport against women and girls every day.
That's terrible.
Every day, 31 are getting reported.
That's insane.
I know, and there's, like, so much more, like you said, that, like, we don't know about stuff like that, which is... Like, if you're getting public transport to anywhere, you should feel that you're safe to get where you have to be and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And not worry who's, like, arranging stuff like that.
Yeah, especially as, like, a young,
female,
like, it's like, quite frightening, especially if you have to get a later train.
Yeah, exactly,
like,
I know.
You're always, I feel like it's always, like, the thought, like, I know that, like, if I'm ever on a bus or a train, like, myself, and it's late, and I see, like, a guy come on, or, like, a group of guys, even when I'm with, like, my friend, because we always get public transport together, like, we know that if, like, a group of guys get on, we always move to, like, the next carriage sort of thing, because we get, like, kind of scared, sort of, like, I don't know, it's just really, like, weird, and I feel like we shouldn't really have to feel that way, because it's literally public transport. It's for everybody to feel safe, so people shouldn't have to go out their way to move.
Yeah.
So that, like, nothing bad happens, sort of thing.
I know, it is. Yeah. Like, like, I feel like, see, the British transport people, police and stuff like that, like, so, like, they obviously have, like the train, like the folk in, what they call it again, like, the purple jackets and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They go on.
The safety team.
The safety team, yeah, that's it. They are, like, on, like, the very, very last train, but, see, trains before that's still late.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody really there. The ticket folk aren't even there now because they can, mm-hmm. they can't be bothered. So, like, I feel like there should be more safety measures input
mm-hmm.
for people to feel like they can go home safe and not be paranoid, like, that we're away home or something like that, you know? It's just, mm-hmm. I guess, mental.
The
more safety.
But you only have the safety team on ScotRail as well. You've got to bear in mind they've not got anyone on the buses except for the driver.
Yeah.
And then any long distance trains that you're ever taking, if it's not run by ScotRail, so if it's run by like Avanti or any of the English based companies,
mm-hmm.
then they don't have a safety team.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Which tends to be, especially if you go into like the borders and stuff. The trains are bad.
Yeah.
Trains are so bad. That's
crazy.
Because everyone, especially if you get Friday night train or Saturday night, everyone is right. It sounds like a pub when you're on there.
Yeah.
I feel like the weekend, late weekend nights are like insane.
I know.
For
like,
trains, like.
I know. And see, after like a football game as well.
Yeah.
When like see if it's like I see TV Rangers,
mm-hmm.
when you get on, you don't know like. Basically, so whatever team wins that thing, they're going to be happy. But then obviously, the other TTT fans are probably getting the same treatment as you. Mm-hmm. They're not happy. They've been drinking all day. It just gets like a mess, basically. And then like they're fighting each other, fighting the conductors,
yeah.
and stuff like that, breaking glass and stuff like that, and drinking still while they're there. And there's no like input to actually stop them from that. Just get on, and that's it, basically.
Yeah.
Which I think
is that's clear. Not even sectarianism at that point as well. That's just a complete lack of respect for people around you.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like trains are always like, I don't know, I'm always very like weary. Like, see, when it comes to like big events, I remember Transmet obviously happens every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're going to try to get a train like on Transmet weekend, it's like,
it's
good luck.
It's not good.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy.
It's the same for any concerts as well, to be fair. If you're coming back on in the nights of
mm-hmm.
anything,
yeah.
it's always going to be packed. The amount of trains that I've missed because they had so many people on them,
yeah,
it was the last train.
Yeah, exactly. We had to wait, like two trains passes by because we just could not, like, we couldn't even, like the seats were all took, so people were standing, like, you know, people stand up between the doors on a busy day. They were, like, pressing right up, like, just trying to, like, squeeze in. And the doors were just like missing the last person to get on the train, and me and my sisters were just like, no, we're not even going to chance that. Like,
yeah,
there's no point.
It's
not worth it. You know what
still.
I mean? So we would just just kept letting trains pass until we finally there was space for us.
Yeah, exactly.
And even when we did get on the train, I don't even think we got a seat anyway. It's just on when events are happening, like concerts, you know, festivals, like games, it's like probably the worst place to be as public transport, to be honest.
100%.
I would say that, I guess, how much responsibility should the buses and trains take for that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it their fault? I don't know. Because I know ScotRail sometimes put on extra trains on concert days, but then it's equally as difficult getting taxis.
Yeah.
It's hard driving as well. It's not like you want to drive around
mm-hmm.
the city.
No, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's like ScotRail's or like trains' faults. Like, I just think that, I mean, it's nothing they can do about that, you know what I mean? Also, like, if people are paying train fares, they're also getting more money from that. So, like, if people are paying and it's a big event,
that they're
like,
not paying as well, though.
You think? Well, it depends. It depends on, like, you know, you obviously sometimes you can get away without paying because there's no like barriers. But other times, like, if I'm going to like Queen Street, I know that I'll need to get a ticket because
you just can't get through.
You can't get through without them. But I'm not sure how that would be for like people going to Transmet and stuff. But like, if they want to get through, then realistically, like, they're going to need to pay, right?
Yeah, I also do wonder, like, if people aren't paying for the train or if people are actively avoiding skipping fares, then how much can we complain about certain issues on the trains because they're not getting the money to put towards
yeah,
certain things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
like, obviously, when there was the train strikes and people kept complaining about it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not paying the train fare, how are they supposed to pay their workers?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very true. I've seen firsthand, like, people, like, trying to get out of paying for trains. I know that, like, it's mostly younger people I see do this. They'll, when they see, like, the train conductor coming, they'll jump off the, like, they'll get out the doors and then go to the next carriage because they don't want to pay. So I feel like they definitely are, like, I feel like lots of people, I've seen lots of, like, mostly teenagers, as I say, but, like, I've seen lots of teenagers do it. So I'm like, you know, maybe people, maybe it's more people than we think aren't actually paying their way sort of thing. Just depends, really, I guess.
Yeah, no, I get you. But
it's difficult to tell.
Oh, sorry. Do you have something else? No. You're good. You're good. I was just gonna, let's say we might wrap it up now.
Yeah.
So, for the last quick questions, what is your favorite thing about trains or transport, and what is your least favorite thing about transport?
I mean, I can't drive. Am I ever gonna get my license? Probably not. And I spent a lot of time. I lived in America for the past year. And the convenience, I think people really underestimate how convenient it is, because in the States you can't walk anywhere. There is, like, there's no, there's not even pavements to walk places. And the UK is set up in such a way where everything is so easy to access. Even if you don't live in a 5-minute city, even if you live in the suburbs, you can pretty much get public transport to anywhere. It doesn't matter where you live. Yeah. Even if you live in the Highlands now,
oh, you can get no matter what you need, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of countries still lack.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, before I say my answer, I have a question. Have you ever seen, like, a fight on the train, like a full-blown flight? Oh, sorry, I need to hear about this, please. Like, I need to know about your stories about seeing fights, I'm sorry.
So, basically, I was on the last train home one night, and we got to, like the third last stop. And a big group of like teenage boys got in, and there was like four others that went with them. They all seen each other, started yelling at each other, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. One of them had a football, booted it at one of the guys, just ran together, started fighting each other in the square bit, like between doors. The conductor ran down, had to break it apart basically, and I was just sat there, took my headphones off everything. This is entertaining, but it was chaos. It was, and then they all got, like, pushed out and stuff like that. Cops called. They got on the train too to just try to break off as well.
Oh my gosh! So, yeah.
Oh wow!
At least the conductor was, like, actually there and, like, present. Because sometimes, like, I was gonna say, see if, like, a fight's breaking out at, like, one end of the train, but, like, the train conductor is, like, away at the other end. He doesn't even know what's happening, sort of thing.
Exactly. So
it's like, what would you have done then? You know what I mean?
You can. There's numbers that you can call or text for the British Transport Police.
Oh, was there?
And it'll notify them.
Oh, but I had no clue about that.
There you go. Okay. Bit of information for you.
Oh.
What about you? Have you seen anything?
I saw someone yell at the ticket conductor the other day. There's been so many arguments recently because of the rising train fares. There was a ticket conductor going around the other day apologising to everyone he had to charge. He was like, I know it's extortionate. I'm so sorry. It's not our fault.
I don't know. That's true. I guess it isn't. They are just doing their job. You know what I mean? Like, they're just there to, like, you know what I mean? It's not, like, their fault.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess I can see how people, like, get annoyed.
It's because people need something physical to take their anger out on.
Yeah.
And you can't take your anger out on an entire company. That's not how it works,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
Exactly, that's true. The thing I was going to say, like, I just thought this. It was one time I was coming back. I think I was just doing shopping. And there was these, like, I feel like, when you're, like, obviously when you're on public transport, you see a lot of crazy things. And I remember I was coming back from shopping with my friend, and there was this, like, guy, and he was, like, old. Like, he was, like, I would say maybe, like, late 50s, and, like bald. He was old, right? And there was, like, there was teenagers, but the teenagers were, like, drinking. And I say teenagers, right? But these, I would say, like, 11, 12 most, and they were drinking, and they had, like, cans of Jack and soup and all that. And they got into, like, and they just started arguing, and I didn't know what it was for, because, like, I wasn't really paying attention. I just started, like, even shouting, so I turned over, and I just remember, like, they fully started, like, screaming at each other, and one of them had, like, because they were drinking, they had, like, half a can of dragon soup, and they just threw it at the guy's head, And I felt really bad because I don't know what actually caused this argument to happen, but like I still felt so bad because he was like a lot older than them. And I don't know, I sometimes have sympathy because like he was a lot older, but at the same time he might have started it, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I just heard like the can hitting against his head, and I'm not joking you, he starts full on scrapping like this literal child, and he was so small, this like boy, like there was a group of them, I don't know who threw the can, right, because it was girls and boys, but I'm assuming it was one of the boys because he like started like, they were like, he was fully like holding on to the wee boy and all that, and like, and this was like a full grown man, and I just remember thinking, what the actual fuck? And sorry. And anyway, then the older guy just got off the chain anyway, like nothing happened. He was just like, oh, F this, I'm a way off, and he got off the chain and just left. And I was just like,
oh my god,
what just happened? It was so concerning. I'm not even gonna lie, but yeah, that was my story.
Yeah, well, I think that is, that's a bit,
I'm with that.
It's a crazy story.
And with that
is us today. Yeah. So make sure next week or whenever we do it again, come back, listen
tune
to
in,
us.
Tune in.
Tune in. Yeah. Tune in to Ticket, please. Thank you. Don't know I did that.
Bye. Bye.